radio@firehouse.com. Real issues, real answers, real firefighters.
Hi, how you doing? My name is Mark Emery, and I'm battalion chief at Woodinville Fire and Life Safety in King County, Washington, a suburb of Seattle. And I'm going to be talking today about size up of basic fundamental fire ground operation, and that is the room and contents of a house fire. So we're just going to keep it simple and basic and quick. And the first thing I want to emphasize about size up is the purpose of size up, bottom line, if you cut right down to the chase, is the identification of problems. Because once you know what the problems are, you know what needs to be done. It's interesting that once you've identified the problems, your action plan kind of pops right out of that for how to solve those problems. So I'm going to tie the fire ground problems that are pretty common to your three strategic priorities: life safety, incident stabilization, property conservation, and some other key considerations you need to make to do a size up. The purpose of what I'm going to be talking about is not academic. It's things that need to be done at 3 in the morning and need to be addressed. So this isn't, you know, these aren't items you would talk about in a fire science class somewhere or with a cup of coffee in your fire station. These are things that need to be done at 3 in the morning by the first officer that arrives on scene. And that's not just my opinion. That's a national consensus opinion in Fire Officer 1 from the NFPA Standard 1021. And this is the bottom line. If you don't see it often, you're not going to see it. So remember that. If you don't see it often, you often are not going to see it. And the reason for that is experience is something that you don't usually get until right after you need it. So you need this structured, systematic process that I'm going to be providing to you right now to make sure at 3 in the morning, when you're the first officer on scene to a bread and butter basic room and contents fire within a house, that you've got the basic, simple, structured, systematic process to nail it every time. So going back to those three strategic priorities, number one is always life safety. Number two, always incident stabilization. Number three, property conservation. Always in that order strategically, not necessarily tactically, but life safety is always number one strategically. We're also going to have you factor what I call the three that kill. And that is, once you've identified maybe where the most light and heat producing part of the fire is, venting out of a window, that you want to always consider what I call the three that kill, and that is fire above, fire below, and a hostile smoke or fire event, such as a flashover or backdraft. Typically, the flashover is what you're going to be looking for. Because those three things, the three that kill, are what kills firefighters. If you go through the NIOSH reports and look at what killed a firefighter, excluding driving-related and physiologic, like a heart attack, they're either operating below a structure fire, they're either operating above a structure fire, below a structure fire, or they're caught in a hostile smoke or fire event, typically a flashover. So if you can manage those three things and identify problems in any of those three areas and factor them, much more likely to be a round trip for everybody back to the fire station. So basically what we're going to be doing is we're going to be creating a lucky number for you when you do a size up. And if the lucky number in Las Vegas is 7, we're going to make your lucky number on the fire ground 7. We're going to factor 4 sides, and we're going to factor the 3 that kill. 4 sides plus the 3 that kill, that equals 7. If you factor those 7 things, you are dramatically going to increase your luck on the fire ground. So let's get right down to the basics here. When you're sizing up a building fire, and in this case we're going to talk about room and contents in a house with the possibility of being offensive, that we're going to factor something called the Big Six. And this was an idea I got from a master craftsman fire officer I've known for a long time. The basic context of this, and that's a gentleman named Stuart Rose, a retired deputy chief from Seattle. And the Big Six are fire, smoke, verified occupants, possible occupants, exposures, and access. So those are the Big Six problems. Remember I said up front, identifying problems is the most important thing you're going to do as the first officer on scene. And, of course, that requires poise and confidence to be able to do this. But where is the location of fire? Where is there smoke? What's the quality of the smoke? Are there any verified occupants? Are there any possible occupants? exposure problems, access problems. Once you've identified and categorized your problems, once you know where the fire is, once you know where smoke is, once you know if you have verified occupants or it's just simply possible occupants, you know where your exposure problems are, if any, and you know what access problems you have, like bars on windows, gates, things like that. Now you know what needs to be done because you can take standard objectives to address each one of those problems. For example, fire is a stabilization problem. Smoke is a stabilization problem. Fire, you will confine and extinguish. Smoke, you're probably going to ventilate. A verified occupant, maybe you see somebody at a window or a balcony, you're going to rescue. A possible occupant would be maybe you size up that the status of life safety is literally unknown if occupied. That's primary search. If you have compelling evidence, maybe mom says my daughter's upstairs, couldn't get up there because of the smoke, that's search and rescue. And so, in other words, once you've identified what the problem is, you just automatically drops into your lap what needs to be done to address that problem. Really simplifies things at 3 in the morning. And remember this, when you're sizing up the big six and you're factoring the three that kill and making sure you see four sides to make your lucky number seven, that competent fire officers always seek strategic benefits and they're not looking for opportunities for tactical entertainment. The fire ground is not a place to have recreation. The fire ground is a place to look for opportunities to achieve strategic benefits. And don't forget again that experience is something you're never going to get until just after you need it. And finally, I want you to make sure that you remember this. As a fire officer, it's your responsibility to always preserve and protect what you determine has the most value. That's one of the most important things you'll identify and determine in your size up, is who has the most value and what has the most value. And once you have determined that your firefighters have the most value on the fire ground, you need to do whatever it takes to preserve and protect that value. There has been many firefighters killed because nobody determined or identified and factored that their firefighters were the most valuable thing in the building when they died. And that should not happen. When that happens, firefighters are not heroes, they're victims. They may have died heroically, but if they're the most valuable thing in the building and fire officers knew that, that is a victim. Just as if a lifeguard died trying to save a burning sofa 100 yards off the beach, that lifeguard would not be a hero. It would actually be kind of dumb. So remember to determine value. Remember that the big six, fire, smoke, verified occupants, possible occupants, exposure problems, access problems, identify and factor the three that kill throughout your fire ground operation, fire above, fire below, hostile smoke or fire event. And, of course, you're not going to know if you have fire below your firefighters unless somebody, for example, looks at side Charlie and identifies, oh, the fire's in the basement, the main body of fire. That requires a poised and confident master craftsman fire officer to execute and complete that size up, which is four sides, and then factor the three that kill. And I want to thank Firehouse for the opportunity to share this information with you. And I hope that you got a nugget out of this or two that you can use at 3 in the morning when you're the first officer on scene and you've got to execute a master craftsman, poise, and confident size up. Thank you very much. Take care out there.
If you have a comment on this program, drop us a line at radio@firehouse.com. Thanks for listening. And stay tuned to firehouse.com for more broadcasts like these. Or visit our website at www.firehouse.com/radio.